Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 3rd, an Epicurean affair featuring Chef Guy Fieri. Tickets still available for Meet the Chef, an afternoon event celebrating the opportunity to meet Guy Fieri in person. More information at stmartin.edu/gala.
Nancy, among the things that we love, bacon. Among the things that we hate, stuff that's all trendy. And it's true that the trendolatrons have really been talking bacon up lately, the last couple of years, and it seems as though it's just reaching a fever pitch. But we don't care, because we love bacon so much, we're going to keep right on eating it.
Well, actually, I got hip to two new bacon treats this last week. One was lamb bacon I bought at my local farmer's market. And, it was a little expensive. I've got to admit that it was a major splurge for me to pay $10 for a little package of lamb bacon. You know what this tasted like?
Well, I want to know, yeah.
It tasted like those fabulous bone parts when you get the bone of a good lamb chop and it's got the grilled edges and they're charbroiled delicious and you just want to chew the bones. It was like that. Hold the bone, okay?
Oh, boy.
So I made bacon and eggs with lamb bacon. I saved the bacon fat, which, by the way, I think would taste really great with some roasted potatoes. But I also have to suggest that when it comes to bacon, you need to oven roast it rather than cooking it in the pan. And that's what I've been doing ever since I learned that little trick.
Been doing that for years. It's way better. You can make more of it at once. And it doesn't seem to curl as easily as it does in the pan.
I just put it on a sheet pan, maybe 375, 400 degrees for about 20 minutes or so. And you don't even have to turn it.
No, it's really a convenient way to make bacon.
But here's another great way to make bacon. You ready?
I'm ready.
My husband turned me on to a place called Countryside Donut House many years ago. It's in Mount Lake Terrace. It's perhaps the best donut shop in the greater Seattle area. And recently, within the last year, they started making maple bacon donuts. So they're maple bars. Maple bars with crumbled bacon on top. And they're selling like maple bacon bars. These are handmade donuts that were inspired by one of the customers who had these at that trendy Voodoo Donuts down in Portland, where they take a whole strip of bacon and put it on top of the maple bar. Here, they cut the fat part off, they chop it up and render the fat before they sprinkle it on top and get those to bake in with the donuts. I almost cried when I ate that. Stein, I owe you at least a half a dozen of those.
That sounds really good. I'm not eating a half dozen of those. It'll be the last thing I ever eat. Now, KPLU's production chief, Nick Morrison, heard the word bacon and dropped by. And Nick, I know that you have some fond memories and would eat nothing but bacon if you could, right?
Yeah, I think I could probably subsist the rest of my life on bacon and a variety of cheeses, but the rest of my life would then be very short. But when you started talking about bacon, it immediately sent me reeling in the ears, and I was remembering back to when I would walk in the house at lunchtime from school, and my mother would be making Velveeta and bacon sandwiches, which is basically just a grilled cheese sandwich with bacon on it.
Well, my favorite would be a Velveeta and bacon sandwich, but where I differ is that I prefer to have the Velveeta ungrilled, unmelted, cold sliced Velveeta on a hot, buttered Thomas's English muffin with warm bacon.
Nancy is grimacing, and I'm grinning.
Well, folks, let us know how much you love bacon and what your favorites are. You can do that at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. We'll have a picture of the maple bacon bars there, as well as an interesting graphic regarding bacon that is appearing in men's rooms worldwide. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson and KPLU production chief Nick Morrison, I'm Dick Stein.